Tennessee Star Report with Steve Gill and Michael Patrick Leahy.
And welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill, Michael Patrick Leahy here with you. And as always, go to TennesseeStar.com where you'll find links to the stories that we're talking about. And as we get ready to further analyze the president's speech and his upcoming trip to the border, we're pre-taping this with the woman who's being blamed by some on the left for causing President Trump to step up, stand up, and shut down the government to fight for the wall. She and Rush Limbaugh getting the blame. I'm sure my friend Ann will take the credit along with the blame. And Ann, first of all, thank you for nudging the president into doing the right thing.
Well, let's hope by the time your listeners hear this, he is still on track to do the right thing. I won't believe it until I see it. He's had 2 years, but he certainly, I don't know, seems to be finally getting around to keeping his campaign promises, which, you know, well, for one thing, it will ensure his re-election and certainly ensure that he is defeated if he does not keep his promises on immigration, primarily a wall. But more importantly, I think we're really there are 10 seconds left on the clock. This is it for America if Trump betrays us, as every other politician has, on the question of immigration, listens to the donors and the Democrats and the Washington swamp and campaign consultants. But hopefully he gave a great speech last night.
And again, in advance of the speech, you wrote in Breitbart a piece that talked about a call for kind of a conservative compassion as being an argument in favor of the wall. You know, the pre-speech report seemed to indicate that, once again, he's taken your advice.
Well, I hope so, because this is what we've needed from the president since the day he came into office. The left does control most of the media. They lie incessantly. There is nothing they lie more about than the question of immigration, and they've turned this idea of a wall into sort of a bullying, as Nancy Pelosi said, a macho, you know, racist thing. And look, I loved Trump's speeches on the campaign trail. I was at many of his rallies. I introduced him at his rallies soon after he announced that he was running and gave that magnificent speech. But the build the wall chant, that sort of fit in with the crooked Hillary and lock her up. That's not what this is about. This is a serious, compassionate policy. Americans are dying in record numbers from heroin overdoses. That is 100% a problem of not having a wall on our border. It's the working class, the blue-collar workers, the least among us, whose jobs have been undercut for 30 years now. While all these politicians swear they'll do something about it, go to Washington and then say, "What do you need, Wall Street? What do you need, military-industrial complex?" That's how Trump broke through. It wasn't that people thought he was an elegant person and wouldn't it be wonderful to have him as our president? No, it was because he was the first person who was putting the working class first. I'm not working class. You're not working class. This is not a self-interested statement, but I care about my fellow Americans, and that is my fellow Americans of all ethnicities. In fact, the ones who have been hurt the most by our wide-open borders dumping illegal alien slave labor on the country to benefit the Chamber of Commerce, to benefit the Koch brothers, to benefit the employers. Who was hurt the most by this? African Americans.
Well,
coming up in the world, we had just had the Civil Rights Act passed, and African Americans are you know, just poised to burst into the middle class. And Teddy Kennedy's Immigration Act dumps a 30 million low wage workers on the country. Oh, they're so tractable. They're so easy. We don't have to worry about lawsuits or discrimination. No overtime.
Working conditions.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's great for the rich. It's great for you know, the fancy ladies on Park Avenue to get cheap maids and cheap nannies. But the wall is the compassionate policy, and I think people need to hear that from the president. I mean, even Fox News can't seem to get away from their obsession with the Middle East. The Middle East. I always know they're covering something whenever
where they
I turn
actually
on
build
Fox News.
Where they actually build walls over there. Yeah, Marsha Blackburn, new senator from Tennessee, made the point also that this is now an issue that isn't just affecting, quote, the border states. When you have an illegal immigrant police officer killed in California, we have a 22-year-old son of a fire captain in Knoxville, Tennessee. Every city is a border city. Every state is a border city. I hope the president will make that point as well. We're not just focused on where the border is. This affects all of us. And the Angel Moms did that very effectively during the campaign, but he's kind of let them disappear over the course of this time.
Yes, I mean, he was the only presidential candidate whom I think would have ever mentioned the Angel Moms. It shows you this powerful elite bias in favor of the slave labor they're bringing in, and in the case of the Democrats, in favor of the Democratic voters. I mean, this is something that it's important to note, but probably is not worth mentioning in this important Oval Office speech that he will have given last night. But everyone in favor of this mass dump of the third world on the country that's been going on for 30 years is in it for his own reasons. The donors want the cheap labor. The Democrats want the vote. And boy, are they getting it. I mean, California, our entire country, this is why I say we have about 10 seconds left on the clock. California gave us Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon. A Republican cannot get elected in that state. And it's not because Democrats won the argument. It's because they brought in new voters. That's what happened to Ed Gillespie in Virginia. Weren't you kind of surprised when, I mean, he had two very, very close races. And you'll notice the media will always blame anything but the changing demographics. It's all the federal workers who have moved to Northern Virginia. No, it isn't. It isn't close. It is because of a dump of immigrants, both legal and illegal, on Virginia. Look at how close the elections in Florida and Texas were this past past election season. The Democrats almost won in Florida and Texas. If either of those states go, it's over. No Republican ever wins the White House again. You can forget about, you know, hard-fought battles over Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They will just pack the court. The Republicans have not much time left to even have a fight in this country.
Again, even losing places like Orange County, where both election shenanigans and new people are making the difference. And when we look at the semantics of this fight, the left and their lackeys in the media are absolutely focused on a wall, as if the president ran with, you know, pictures and diagrams of what the wall would actually look like. His voters understood he's talking about a structure that keeps people on the other side, and this wall versus fence versus bollard, it is a ridiculous argument, and yet the Republicans don't seem to be able to push back on it. The left kind of wants to paint this as a literal argument for a wall when everybody understands he's talking about something that keeps people away.
Ladder. Yeah, I mean, he did say wall, but so what? People have always said wall. You're right. It's in a sense. I saw some idiot who works for Trump claiming credit for the phrase build the wall. I looked it up on Nexus last night to see, had anyone ever used that expression before? Of course they had. There are thousands of hits for it on Nexus. It's like claiming, you know, I copyrighted the phrase. How you doing? No, you can't copyright a phrase like that. So anyway, yes, this is a phrase that had been used forever to talk about a border. And I think the real answer to that Trump has in general been quite good on, which is we want what Israel has. Israel built a couple of walls. The first one, hundreds of miles long. They have walls underwater. This nonsense about, oh, but what about tunnels? Just check with Israel. In fact, I don't know why Netanyahu doesn't do a favor for his friend President Trump and give a speech explaining how well Israel's wall works.
Maybe in addition to going down to the border wall Thursday, the president should go over to Israel and tour one of the working walls. And the worst argument for the walls don't work.
That would be preferable. It's completely idiotic for him to go to the border.
Well, the walls don't work argument seems to me to be overcome by the fact that the caravan from South America, Central America, and Mexico stopped in Tijuana because there was a wall. They stopped on that side because there was a wall. Clearly a wall works. Last question, does a wall actually have to get built for Trump to win or is fighting for the wall and proving that the Democrats don't want it.
No. We've been listening to, reading the tweets, listening to the blather for 2 years. Oh, no. He's pedal to the metal on tax cuts. He's pedal to the metal on let's move the embassy. He's pedal to the metal on moving the embassy. He spent 18 months promising to build the wall when no other politician would, and because of that, he got more votes than any Republican in primary.
And then, by the way, all the Republicans started talking about the wall. Nobody else was talking about the wall or immigration until he did. How do you get the Democrats to go along with it when they are so adamantly opposed, not $1?
Well, number one, I mean, from the beginning, he's had the authority to build a wall, for Pete's sake. He knows he can bomb Syria without, I need funding from Congress. No, he's the commander-in-chief. His number one job under the Constitution is to protect and defend America. That means America's borders. In fact, history buffs know that our Department of Defense, whatever it was called, their main job for the first 100 years of this country was to build walls and forts along the border. That's his job. So, he could have done this from day one, but I do think the Oval Office address is an important part I would want to force the Democrats to vote on this, get them on the record saying they don't want to protect America, they don't want to end heroin deaths, they don't care about your school district and your emergency room being overrun with poor people, and free medical care being dispensed at the border to foreigners.
And let's by the way get some of those rhinos, or as we call them, fetal position Republicans, on the record as well, and maybe clean out a few more of those spots in the process. Ann Coulter, you've been a great friend for a long time. You're a great patriot. You are driving the argument, and we're there with you, and we appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Well, hopefully by the time you hear this, it's worked. Talk to you soon, Steve.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thanks, Ann. Hey, we'll be back with more of the Tennessee Star Report in just a moment. And again, that was Ann Coulter before the president's speech. We'll talk more about what he said and what impact it may have when we come back in just a moment.